finishing up with Yom Kippur, because there's a lot of things to discuss with Sukkos. Okay, at the end of Yom Kippur, when you daven Ma'ariv and you make Havdalah, so there's a uniqueness about the Havdalah of Metzor Yom Kippur that you don't have any other Saturday night. And that is number one, because Yom Kippur is during the week, even if it's the Shabbos, it's an argument in Halach if you use Psalm or not. But after Yom Kippur, the Havdalah is a Saturday night Havdalah, but you don't use the Psalm. What do you do for the candle? Now, the reason why we use a candle every Saturday night is because the Medrash says, and we learned this, that when Adam and Isha was created on Friday afternoon, the first Friday night, there was no darkness. The first Shabbos was 24 hours of light. So it says when from Friday morning, the whole day Friday was light, Friday night was light, Shabbos day was light. It came Saturday night, it was the first darkness after Adam and Isha was created. It was the first darkness. So Hashem gave Adam and Isha the intelligence, the seichel, to rub two stones together, and he created fire. So the first fire in the world was created, the human fire, was created Matzoy Shabbos. That's why, because fire is so important to the existence of humans, we cook, we get heat, and everything from fire. So therefore, every Saturday night, we make a bracha on the candle. When Yom Tov ends during the week, there's no purpose of a candle. The purpose of a candle is because fire was created Saturday night. At the end of Yom Kippur, it's a different story. We also make a bracha on a candle. It's not Saturday night. Fire wasn't created then. But because fire was forbidden to be used for the 24 hours of Yom Kippur, unlike Yom Tov, you're allowed to light candles, you can extend the fire, you can cook. Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the fire at all. And now we're beginning again to use such a vital thing, a fire that we didn't have before. So the Chacham said, a Metzor Yom Kippur, you need to make a bracha on fire. But on fire that was existing from before Yom Kippur. That means you can't take a match, strike a match after Yom Kippur and make the bracha on the candle. It needs to be a flame that was existing before Yom Kippur for the purpose of light, not for the purpose of honor. Like for instance, if you have a yartzeit licht that you're lighting for Yizkor, because Yom Kippur, you say Yizkor, so some people light a candle, that candle you can't use as a Ner Sheshavas, because that candle wasn't lit for light. It was lit out of respect for the deceased. So you need to have a candle burning from before Shabbos, which is called a Ner Sheshavas, this candle that was lit only for the sake of doing it, and therefore that's the only light you're not allowed to, you're allowed to make a bracha on. Okay? Therefore, if you have only a fire that was lit Saturday, Matzah Yom Kippur, you can't light a fire from it. Okay? That's the bottom line. Now, after Yom Kippur, after you finish eating, it says you want to start right away with mitzvahs. So you need to start talking about building a sukkah, the lulav and the esrog, or things like that. But I just want to start discussing, because people are already building the sukkahs, so discuss a little bit some practical dinim that people need to know in order to have a kosher sukkah. Number one, the minimal amount of walls in a sukkah is two walls plus a third, at least a mini third wall. Another very important dinim, and this a lot of people aren't aware of, and if you don't do it, you don't have a kosher sukkah. The walls of the sukkah must come down within 9 inches of the floor. If you have a sukkah, let's say you have a canvas sukkah, okay, and you hang the canvas on top, and the bottom of the sukkah is, let's say, 2-3 feet off the ground, it is not a kosher sukkah. The sukkah's walls must come within 3 tvachim of the ground, which in halacha is approximately 9 inches of the ground. The sukkah walls on top don't need to go all the way to the schach. In other words, if this is the wall of the sukkah, okay, and this is the floor, the wall got to come down to the ground. Or if it's within 9 inches of the ground, what's called lavud is considered as if it touched the ground. But if the wall is, now what's the minimal height of a wall of a sukkah? 10 tfachim, 40 inches. Okay, sometimes a little bit less, but let's say approximately it's 40 inches. If you have, let's say, a 5-foot wall, 6-foot wall, okay? So you have already 40 inches for sure. The problem is, you have, let's say, there's a very practical case by the canvas sukkahs. You have four poles, right? And then you put the canvas on the poles, right? And you hang it from the poles. So first of all, according to halacha, the canvas walls must be tied down very firmly. Because if they move around in the wind, they're not kosher. They have to be firm that they don't move around in a regular wind, not a hurricane. In a regular wind, they don't move around. So the wall got to come within, up to the ground. But what happens if you have, let's say, for argument's sake, let's say you have 10 feet high at the poles, the frame, let's say it's 10 feet high, and the canvas is only 8 feet high. So you're missing 2 feet of canvas to the wall, right? So you can't keep it 2 feet off the ground, it's not going to be kosher. What you could do is you put the canvas all the way to the ground, and here it doesn't matter if there's empty space on top. If there's empty space on top, it doesn't matter. As long as the schach goes over the wall. If the schach goes over the wall, even though the wall doesn't hit the schach, it's kosher. Why? Because there's a halacha, what's called good asik, whatever the bottom line of it is, the wall halachically keeps going up. Once you have a kosher wall, the wall keeps going up. Once you have a kosher wall, it doesn't keep going down always. But if you have a wall going up, and once you have 40 inches, halachically the wall, halachic wall, keeps going all the way to the sky. So as long as you have a frame, and the best thing is, let's say you have 8 foot of canvas, and 10 foot of frame, so you put the canvas touching the ground, it goes up 8 feet, you're still missing 2 feet between the top of the wall and the frame. The schach is going on the frame. It doesn't matter as long as if the wall would keep going up, it would hit the schach, you have a kosher sukkah. But at the bottom, you cannot have an opening of 9 inches. If you do, it's not kosher. Now, the best type of sukkah, according to halacha, is one that has 4 walls. The minimal size of a sukkah, length and width, is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. This is a tiny sukkah. A tefach is between 3 and 4 inches. So what happens if you have a sukkah that's 28 inches, let's say a tefach is 4 inches, so 7 times 4 is 28. If you have a wall that's 28 inches, which is a little bit over 2 feet, and you have another wall of 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and you have a wall that is a drop over 4 tefachim, 16 inches. And you put it, I need more hands, that's the problem. And you put it a little bit away from this wall, because we learned within 9 inches of something is considered connected. If you put it, this third wall, which is 4 tefachim plus a drop, within 3 tefachim of this wall, so then it's like you have a 7 tefachim wall. Okay? Because you have 4 plus a little bit, and it's within 3 tefachim of this wall, so it's like it's connected. In fact, a lot of people ask me today, you know, you have the lattice. Lattice. What happens if you have a lattice walled sukkah? It's very good because it's cool. The air comes in. That's a kosher sukkah. You might have more holes than wall, but it doesn't matter because the space between the hole in the holes is less than 9 inches, and therefore it's considered like it's one continuous wall. The Mefarshim explain, say it's familiar, but the Mefarshim explain that the word sukkah shows all these three types of possibilities. Sukkah is called Samach Chaf Hei. A Samach has 4 walls. A Chaf has 3 walls. or a hay has 2.5 walls. So if it's like a samach or a chaf or a hay, then you have a kosher sukkah. The walls at least. Okay.